people who are biting their fingers in fear.
Changing is not easy, but changing your life, changing habits, reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
You will win if you don't quit. Even a broke clock is right twice a day.
It's an experience. This is the Kairos Moment with Pastor Jack on Active FM.
Good morning and greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Kairos Moment on the Active FM, a program meant and designed to motivate and inspire hope in you and remind you of the Kairos Moment, the opportune time, and encourage you to believe that there is an opportune time. And so I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to get into the Word of God and give you a short word of encouragement and inspiration. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this opportunity that we can turn to your word for hope, that we can turn to your word for encouragement, that we can turn to your word, Father God, in seasons where we feel like nothing is happening in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that your word will not return to you void, but will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. My name is Jack Chirua. I'm the pastor of the Full Gospel Church in Johannesburg, South Africa. Wherever you are listening from, it's an honor to be here to bring you this word. I want to share with you on a word entitled Pregnant with a Promise. Pregnant with a Promise. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, the Bible reads, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Hallelujah. Pregnant with the promise. Pregnant with the promise. A pregnancy is a sign of hope. A pregnancy is a sign that something is about to come forth in a woman's life. A pregnancy is a sign that there's going to be a new addition to the family sooner or later. So pregnancy is something that is positive. Every woman that gets pregnant is excited. It doesn't matter which culture it is. It might be the white culture. It might be the Asian culture. It might be the African culture. Whatever culture you might think of, any woman that discovers they're pregnant get excited, because that is a sign of hope that something is about to happen. Something is about to manifest in the person's life. Everything God has ever destined you to be has been given to you. Everything God has ever destined you to be has already been given to you, is already been put on the inside of you. What we are to be, to own, and to achieve has been given to us through his promises. It has already been given to us through his promises. Abraham's body was old, but he had the promise of God. Sarah's body was as good as dead, but she had the promise of God. You might be listening to this sermon or this encouragement, and you are saying, "But Pastor, you don't know what situation I'm in right now. I'm down and out. I have no money. I have no place to stay right now. I'm stranded. I have no job. I'm not employed. Things are going from bad to worse. My life is a mess." I want you to know that what is important is not the money. What is important is not a job. What is important is not anything physical. What is important is that you understand that you are pregnant with a promise. As the scripture read in 2 Peter, the Bible says that, God has given us, his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And then it goes on to say, these things have been given to us exceedingly through his exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these we may be partakers of his divine nature. Hallelujah. So I don't care what you don't have. I care what you have. What is important is what you have. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, Romans chapter 4 verse 17, the Bible says that this is what the scriptures mean when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping. Listen to me. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping. Why? Because he was pregnant to the promise of God, believing that he would become the father of many nations. A man who had never had a child before, except obviously at some point he fathered a child with Hagar, and that child was not a child of the promise, Ishmael. A father and a mother that never produced children before were given that promise to be the father of many nations, to be the mother of many nations. Then the word of God continues to say, for God had said to him, that's how many descendants you will have. And Abraham's faith did not weaken, did not wither. Even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body was as good as dead. And so was Sarah's womb. Now you must remember that in medical science, many medical doctors believe that when a woman clocks the age of 45, it becomes difficult or impossible for a woman to conceive and to have a baby after the age of 45. It becomes a big challenge. But Sarah was way above 45. Abraham was way above 45. Nothing is impossible with God. What was important is that both Sarah and Abraham were pregnant with the promise of God. What is important is that you are pregnant with the word of God, pregnant with the promise of God. What has God said to you? What is the promise of God over your life? That is what is important. Let's look at another example in the word of God. In Genesis chapter 37, Joseph was thrown in the pit, sold as a slave, thrown into prison for a crime he did not commit, but yet was pregnant with a promise. So in Genesis 37, God makes Joseph pregnant with the promise of his word, the promise of what Joseph was going to become, the promise of what Joseph was going to achieve. But what started happening after that was a complete opposite of what God had said. Perhaps I'm speaking to somebody right now. You are saying, Pastor, I know what God said. I know what the promise of God said is over my life. But right now, when I look at the circumstances around me and the things happening around me, it's the complete opposite of what God said to me. The complete opposite of the promise of God over my life. It doesn't matter. Don't be shaken. What is important is that you are pregnant with the promise of God, and you need to hold on to that. So even when Joseph was thrown in the pit, he always remembered he was pregnant with the promise. He was sold as a slave. He remembered he was pregnant with the promise. He was thrown in the prison for a crime he did not commit. He remembered he was pregnant with the promise. Because there will always be a time when a pregnant woman will give birth. It doesn't matter how long it takes. There's always the opportune time. There's always the kairos time. There's always the right time when the pregnant woman is going to give birth. So I don't care how long the pregnancy you are carrying has been. I don't care how long the promise of God has taken in your life and nothing has happened yet. I want you to know that the opportune time is coming. I want you to know that the right time is coming. I want you to know that the time of giving birth is coming. David was a fugitive being chased by an insecure, rejected king, and yet pregnant with the promise of God. 1 Samuel chapter 16, the Bible tells us that the prophet Samuel anointed David as the next king of Israel. At that point, David was pregnant with the promise of God. The promise of becoming the next king of Israel. What a promise. What a promise. What a promise. What a promise. And yet what started to happen was the opposite of what David was expecting to happen. So he became a fugitive. He was on the run, running away from an insecure king, running away from a king that had been rejected by God, a king that was looking for David's head, a king that wanted to kill David. And yet David was carrying the promise of God. I don't care who is chasing you. I don't care who is after your life. I don't care who is jealous of you. I don't care who is jeopardizing your life. I don't care who is coming against you. What is important is that you carry the promise of God in your life. What is important is that you are pregnant with the promise of God in your life, regardless of what happens, regardless of what life throws at you. Maybe you are a business person. Maybe you are in ministry, whatever it is that you are doing. Maybe you are in the process of pursuing your career in life, and yet things haven't been going according to plan. I want to remind you that you are pregnant with a promise. You are pregnant with a promise. God has already planned out our lives in advance. His promises are the blueprint of the future of our lives. I'll say that again. God has already set out and planned our lives in advance. His promises are his blueprint for our future. How do we ensure that we walk in the promises of God? How do we ensure that we come to the place of manifestation? How do we ensure that we come to the place of birthing the promises of God in our lives? I've always said this in the past, and I'll say it again. The glory of a pregnant woman is the season of giving birth. There is no pregnant woman that wants to remain pregnant for the rest of their lives. There is no glory in that. There is no pride in that. Every pregnant woman looks forward to the day that they will hold that little bundle of joy in their hands with a smile on their faces, because that which they had carried for 9 months has finally come to a place of manifestation. And I pray this morning that as you listen to this program, whatever time you're going to be listening to this program, that the season of the manifestation of the promise of God will become a reality in your life. Never give up. Never throw in the towel. I'm going to share with you 3 things to help you. How do we ensure that the promise of God in our lives comes to a place of manifestation? Number one, step up towards God to hear what specific promise he has for your life. Step up towards God to hear what specific promise he has for your life. The word of God is clear. The word of God is there. God has already spoken. Every one of us has a unique promise over their lives. For Joseph, it was to become the next prime minister of Egypt. For David, it was to become the next king of Israel. For Abraham, it was to become the father of many nations. For Sarah, it was to become the mother of many nations. For me, Jack, it was to inherit the nations and take the gospel to the ends of the earth. And I still remember years back, God gave me this promise in Psalm 2 and verse 8. Ask of me and I'll give you the nations for your inheritance, the ends of the earth for your possession. And that is my passion, is to reach people with the gospel, to reach the nations with the gospel. That is a promise God gave me. I don't know what promise God gave you, maybe in the area of your career, in the area of your business, in the area of your ministry. First things first, get to hear what specific promise God gave you. You can never be pregnant of something you have not been. You can never give birth of something you were never pregnant with in the first place. A mother can never go to the labor ward if they were never pregnant in the first place. So you need to be aware of the word, of the promise that God has given you. And you need to conceive that word in your spirit, because everything starts at the place of conception. Step number two, step out in faith towards the promise. Step out in faith towards the promise. How do you step out in faith towards the promise? Well, begin to speak what God is speaking. Begin to declare the word of the Lord. As the promise has become clear in your life, begin to declare it. Begin to proclaim it with your mouth. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that death and life lies in the power of the tongue. The problem with many of us is that we are very good at speaking death over our lives. We are very good at speaking death over our families. We're very good at speaking death over our careers. We're very good at speaking death over our businesses. But you need to begin to speak the word of God. You need to begin to speak the promise of God. Stepping out in faith also means making decisions in line with God's promises. Making decisions in line with the promises of God. So there should always come a place in your life where you begin to make decisions in line with the promises of God over your life. And you will slowly then begin to see things unfold. And you will slowly begin to get closer to the place of the manifestation of the promise of God in your life. The third step is you need to step in the promises of God as doors begin to open in your life. Begin to step in the promises of God as doors begin to open in your life. The promise of God is meant to come to a place of manifestation. The promise of God is not to remain a promise for the rest of your life. But the promise of God must come to a place of manifestation. But you need to, number one, step up towards God to hear what specific promise God has for your life. Number two, you need to step out in faith towards the promise of God. Number three, you need to step in as doors begin to open in your life. Remember what I've said and shared with you tonight. You are pregnant with the promise of God. Regardless of the confusion you're going through, regardless of the unanswered questions that you have right now, hold on to the promise of God. Declare the promise of God. Confess the promise of God. Because the promise of God, as is just a matter of time, is going to come to a place of fruition and manifestation in your life. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for every man, every woman, every person listening to the sound of my voice right now, wherever they are, that you will give them grace. Hallelujah. Give them grace. Give them grace to hold on to the promise of God in their lives. Because the pregnancy of the promise of God in their lives is everything. The circumstances around them can change anytime. What is important is the promise of God in their lives. So I pray that you give them encouragement. I pray that you lift them up. I pray that you inspire them and help them become all that you intended for them to be, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, I also want to say to you that you cannot understand the language of being pregnant to the promise of God if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you've never accepted Jesus in your life as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 12, yet to all who received him, to those who believed, he gave them the right to become children of God. And so you need to have a relationship with Jesus. You need to know Jesus personally, because he's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. The place of promise, the beginning of the place of promise, is a place where you know Jesus personally. So you would like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just repeat after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I ask your forgiveness of all my sins. I ask you to wash me in your precious blood. I surrender my life to you. I open the door of my heart and I invite you, Jesus, to come into my life. Change me, save me, make me a child of God, and I will follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Thank you for saving my life. I surrender my life to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What you have just done is the most important decision of your life. Accepting Jesus in your life as your personal Savior. Hallelujah. I want you to find a church that you can attend, whichever part of the world you're listening from. Find a good church that you can go to. Find yourself a Bible that you can read on a daily basis. Feed on the Word of God. Feed on the promises of God in His Word. Reading the Word is one way you're going to discover the promises of God in your life. And find somebody that can encourage you to grow in your Christian faith. It's been great being on the program and bringing you this word of encouragement. I hope you've been inspired. It's been Pastor Jack from the Full Gospel Church. And if you would like to ever get in touch with me, please do on 073-500-5326. And if you're contacting me from outside of South Africa, it would be +27 7+27 73 500 5326. God bless you. This has been the Kairos Moment on the Active FM.
So big, can one life make a difference? You're screaming from your status, but feels like nobody's listening. I know that you're broken, hoping things will come untwisted. Just waiting for your moment, here's hoping you haven't missed it. These oceans are closing, you're going insane. The deeper you're sinking, unraveling chains. Just when you thought it's over, just look over your shoulder. Your talent wave is rising up, your wave is getting closer. Don't wait, keep rolling like a tidal wave. You're gonna rise above it. You're gonna rise above it. Rock bottom on the ocean floor, you got problems. You're holding on the moment that they took your heart with two hands and they broke it. Everything you've ever been through, I know you're gonna make it, they'll never break you. Because you were more than what you believe. You were born to make history. These oceans are closing, you're going insane. The deeper you're sinking, unraveling chains. I don't know what they told you, just look over your shoulder. Your tidal wave is rising up, your wave is getting closer. Don't wait, keep rolling like a tidal wave. You're gonna rise above it. You're gonna rise above it.
No mountain that's too high. You gon' rise above it.